It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Gives me great pleasure to start this NHL segment by saying Philadelphia and Boston have combined to lose 19 of their last 22 games. Long may that last. This is Sabres Live. You know where my loyalties lay. You know where my biases are at. And you know where my frustration has come from over all these years. Anyway, that being said, and you can't talk about Ovechkin because you do it all the time. What's your big NHL takeaway from the weekend?
Big NHL takeaway. St. Louis Blues are in a playoff spot duffer. And
never in doubt, Jim Montgomery.
Incredible. Yep. Coach of the year, Jim Montgomery. And again, maybe that's to pour a little salt in the wounds of the Boston Bruins fans.
Yeah.
But he has the St. Louis Blues in a playoff spot right now. What is it? 4 points up. Yes. On the Calgary Flames and points up on the Vancouver Canucks. Now,
look on screen for final two bullet points.
I know. This or that, Duffer. Because the St. Louis Blues have played 3 more games than the Calgary Flames and 2 more games than the Canucks. So would you rather be 5 points up and have played 3 more games or be the Flames like 4 points back with 3 games in hand? This or that? Having the games in hand or having played the games and banked in the points?
Blues all the way. My only concern about this situation that I would have full-blown anxiety over is that the Blues season ends 2 days before the regular season ends, which means you will have to painfully watch to hope. If you don't have it clinched by then, you'll have to watch it fall into the hands of others. But yeah, Marty, this is absolutely amazing. They've won 6 in a row. They're 13-2-2 in the last 17 games.
It's almost like Nashville's run last year. It's not quite 16-0-1, but 13-2-2 is very close to that. It makes a big difference when you are able to pick up points. Was Montreal 8-1-4 in their last 13? Mm-hmm. Like, you pick up points and you don't lose in regulation. It keeps you alive. It keeps you in the battle.
Did you look? Well, you could have watched it live, but even if you just went to the box score, what a comeback by Montreal against Colorado on Saturday. Colorado, like, yeah. Again, just like they'd done earlier in the week when they threw up four against Ottawa in the third period, or was it five? They scored three in a row from that deficit, and then they end up going into a long shootout. Like, man, oh, man, this Montreal team, like, you pushed me on
and
this topic last week.
For
you
Montreal.
Said, like, what's that?
Who led the way for Montreal? Juraj Slafkovský again. Mm-hmm. And Brandon Gallagher again, an assist on Dvorak to make it 4-4. For me, early in the season, it was all Caulfield and Suzuki. Caulfield, Suzuki, Caulfield, Suzuki. Now Slafkovský's joined the party. Gallagher and Josh Anderson have been good for them. Christian Dvorak has been good for them. Mm-hmm. Lane Hutson, obviously, is being a difference maker. Like, it's just... They're getting help. And Samuel Montembeau played really well. I mean, yeah, the numbers are going to say, oh, it's 5-4 game, it's a shootout. Mm-hmm. But I felt like Montembeau has been really good for them also.
I can't stop talking about them. You know this. The Los Angeles Kings here on March the 24th still have only three regulation losses at home. That is now half of what the next lowest total is, because Winnipeg now has six in their building. The Kings have points in 14 straight home games after throttling the Bruins, scoring seven times on 23 shots on Jeremy Swayman. They still have nine of their final 13 games on home ice. They may yet, as they have pulled ahead points percentage-wise of Edmonton for second in the division, they might yet win the division ahead of Las Vegas based on their remaining schedule.
I get what you're saying. I think it's going to be hard for the Kings to get ahead of the Vegas Golden Knights. But you're right. Look, this Kings team at home is just incredible. And they are frustrating to play against, so much so that Jeremy Swayman wanted to get in a fight yesterday. He left the crease and challenged Darcy Kemper to a fight. Mm-hmm. They both got 2 minutes for leaving the crease or whatever. They didn't get in the fight. But, yeah, that's how frustrating the LA Kings have been. And Boston, it's been a frustrating season as well.
Been really frustrating for Detroit and Columbus lately. As we look at the Eastern Conference playoff picture, it's almost unbelievable that these two teams undoubtedly still believe that they have a chance. Columbus is only 4 points behind Montreal, despite one win in the last nine, and Detroit is 5 points out, despite having just two wins in the last 11 coupled with nine regulation losses, not even single points gained outside of those two victories.
I'm sorry, but I can't take anybody seriously if they want to make a push for the playoffs if you are just a game over 500 right now. Or even Columbus, for that matter, they're only two games over 500. I get it. They're still close or within range. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if they continue on that pace, the Detroit Red Wings would finish the season with 83 or 84 points. Mm-hmm. You're not making the playoffs.
No.
And the Columbus Blue Jackets would finish with 85 or 86 points. You're not making the playoffs. So can they get on a run? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And can they see Montreal in front of them kind of fall back a little bit? Maybe.
Maybe.
But there's other teams there. Like, there's a big game tonight.
Yeah.
The New York Islanders are hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's a huge game tonight. So
massive.
If you lose that one, you're bye-bye. You're done. Like, you that's a four-point game. That's your season's over.
Mm-hmm. Columbus after tonight has Vancouver, Ottawa, Nashville, Colorado, Toronto, Ottawa, Ottawa again. So they've got the Sens three times. Buffalo, Washington, Philly, Islanders. So, yay, they get the Islanders again at the end of it all. But there's some tough games in there. And look, they're all tough. That's a stupid... Strike that from the record. I hate it when I say that or anybody else says that. But based on...
You can
on,
win any game, but every game is tough. That's the way it is in the National Hockey League. So
you mentioned...
Think of the Rangers, Duffer. They won a game where they had one shot in the first period and three shots halfway in the game, and then they still beat the Vancouver Canucks. Like, how is that possible?
How? Like, there were 36 shots total in that Kings-Bruins game yesterday, and 9 goals were scored. Why do we continue to keep seeing, like, fewer than 17 shots for all these teams? What is happening?
Is it just the audit?
Okay.
No, it cannot be. It cannot be just that. I could see if it was, instead of 29, you're at 27. Instead of 33, you're at 31.
Yeah.
But when you have teams that are below 20 shots on goal, like the Bruins, we've seen it all year when we've played the Boston Bruins. They're like, they're happy with 18 shots on goal. They're happy with 20 shots on goal. They don't shoot. They don't. It's... That team is not going in a good direction right now.
Sabres
won with Neely and Don Sweeney have to make some changes.
Sabres won with 17 yesterday.
I know. Crazy.
Can't make this stuff up. So what else? Just wanted to finish your thought on the schedule tonight, because Vancouver, New Jersey is huge, mm-hmm. based on everything you just said about the Canucks chasing Calgary, St. Louis, and in the mix with Utah. Utah is home to Detroit, so... Holy cow, both of them absolutely have to have this game. And Utah is only 6 back. They've got points in, I think, 11 of their last 13 games. I want to say 6-2-3. But regardless, like, they have stayed in it. And obviously Buffalo was on the wrong side of it against the hockey club last week. So is there...
I think it's 6-3-2, but close to that. Yeah. But it still keeps them in the balance.
Right.
Look, I believe in Utah more than I believe in Detroit and Columbus. Why? Because Utah is 5 games over. Mm-hmm. So if they make a push, right, and if St. Louis were to fall off a little bit, they can get there. But when you're playing for just .500 hockey like Detroit is doing right now, mm-hmm. I can't put my stock in your chance to make the playoffs.
Did you have another diss or dat for me before we break and come back with best and worst?
It's not so much of a diss or dat, but it's just a... Look, Carolina's always pushed the fashion kind of forward with their uniforms, because they have worn the red helmets with the white jerseys, right? Because they got the white pants and the red gloves. And remember when the Sabres did the reverse retro? They had the white pants and then they had the blue helmet. It was kind of a different look. Well, Carolina did something last night that I have never seen in the National Hockey League. They wore black helmets with their white uniforms and red pants and red gloves. It looked like they forgot their red helmets or their white helmets at home. Like, it looked awful. And I'm sorry, I know it's different, but it just did not look right. So I hope that never happens. I don't like seeing, like, the helmets and the pants should at least match. If you're going to go, like, colored helmet with the white jerseys, it has to be the same color of the pants. Like, that's like wearing, you know, brown shoes with black belt. Like, it doesn't work. You need to match the shoes with the belt. That's what this felt like yesterday.
Shocker. I think it looks good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
That's because you're in the Star Wars mode. Dude. You have your lightsaber, and that looks like it's Darth Vader and walking all around the place. Like, that's what it is.
You know what was more startling to watch? Taylor Hall get a hat trick.
Well, yeah, that's... He can score. He can get opportunities, but yes.
He was, despite the respect and appreciation that was being shown for him immediately upon his arrival in Carolina, the points were slow to come. Now, Carolina, with Hall, Stankoven, and company, have won 9 of their last 10 games. And I'm going to assume in a variety of different colored jersey, helmet, and glove combinations. So,
yeah, I want to start a bit of a conversation. I'm going to plant the seed now, and I'm going to let it grow over the next few weeks and months. But Freddie Anderson last night, 35 saves on 37 shots, and he's going to be UFA this summer. And I know there's injuries there, but Freddie Anderson, he's climbed up to that top of my list. If I look at the goalies to acquire.
Are you roadblocking Devon Levi?
Not roadblocking Devon Levi. Devon Levi can come up to Buffalo and be the backup to Freddie Anderson. And when Freddie's hurt, he can get... Well, not saying that now because I don't want... I don't know what we have in Luukkonen because this year has not been like last year. And I think the Sabres need to kind of see where they want to go that way because you need goaltending. It is... the number one thing you need in the National Hockey League, and it needs to be consistent, and it needs to be good. Unfortunately, we've not been able to see that this year with Luukkonen. Last year was great, and if I could have Luukkonen from the second half of last year, I'd keep him for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's just not been the same thing.
I smile and laugh a little every time you say something like that has a real point behind it, and then you say, I'm not saying. So thank you for that.
I'm not going to lie to you, Duffer. I'm not going to lie to you. Combining my two favorite sayings.
We're coming back with best and worst of the weekend here on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.